Ironically enough. Ironically enough.
Told you.
We ain't woke, but
yes, girl.
We are still broke. I am joined by a bunch of crazy, crazy nerd watch heroes with me tonight. Let me start to my far left, ladies and gentlemen. He is the comic book artist extraordinaire. He is the author and artist.
He's not even drawn anything.
The Kukui Project.
I'll draw something.
Disco Thunder Groovebone. And he also, if you did not know this, he was also the stand-in for Tom Hanks on Castaway. Ladies and gentlemen, give it up for Todd Bernardi.
That guy.
Yay.
Yeah.
Not very often those things land, but that was pretty
good.
Was that good?
All right, thank you. Appreciate it. Also joining us tonight.
I was Tom Hanks if I was trapped on a bacon island.
That's also
with
joining
cheap
us,
whiskey.
Yes. Also joining us tonight is the punk rock superstar, the horror aficionado. He has more fans than he even is aware of.
He's got product in his hair.
Yes, he does. Give it up for Gannon. He's announced tonight.
Woo!
Yes.
Is that product or sweat?
Which one of us are we talking about?
It's egg whites.
The product
and sweat.
Yeah, it's mostly that.
Is it? Yeah.
Mostly,
Cameron Diaz uses.
And not all mine. All
right, wow.
It's not. Wait, wow. It's you use other people's?
Gross. Yeah. No. I mean, whoever's around.
Also,
it's one of that new age.
Going green. Also joining
That's
us tonight,
do, right?
He is the cinema scholar. He is also well known as the cinnamon scallop. He is the man with one A in his name. Give it up for A-Ron. He's here tonight as well.
Single A-Ron.
Kevin Hart stand-in. A-Ron.
That's why. No.
You know, it works on two levels because he's single and there's only one
That's
A.
That's right. Single A-Ron.
Not single for long, though, am I right?
No, there's a bunch of dudes waiting to give him a hug.
Yeah.
Yeah. There's a bunch of people in line.
Yeah, there's two people.
That's right.
Kaimana Yamada's in the chat speaking of dudes in lines for hugs.
Yeah, make sure to tell Night Darling she ain't got no chance, A-Ron.
Pantsless hugs.
I don't want that chance. Next.
Also joining us tonight, that is so mean.
Damn.
So mean. Also
it's all part
us tonight,
of that.
Yeah, I know
all
it right. is.
I think that they just act like they hate each other, but behind the
go,
scenes,
girl.
they really like each other.
Snip,
snap, snippy, snip, snap.
Joining us tonight after quite a long hiatus, she is the cosplay darling. Ladies and gentlemen, give it up for, you could say, Jimmy J's number one cosplay love. Aww. Give it up for Night Darling. She's in the house tonight.
And the mastermind behind the annual Night Darling cosplay competition set to take place at the Maui Comic Con this year, October 26th through
28th. Wow, really getting into the promotion.
That should be at the top of your resume.
I want everyone to know that is listening and is in the chat. No, these are not pantsless hugs.
So you need to be there, right?
You can't tell if we're wearing pants.
But
or not.
I said that, so it's true.
Oh, it's true. Okay.
I said that. That's what.
Because I know last night there was some issue about us booking you for something. So I just want to make sure you know that you are going to be at the con.
Ah, nice.
No, she likes to push the limits of her loyalties.
Hey.
No, look. I mean, I think the comic community around Hawaii is just a big.
She's got to go where the money is. You know?
Yeah. Definitely not here at Maui Comics.
Wow.
No.
Definitely not here.
I'm not making that as a diminishing comment.
It's a first
We're all
first
struggling
serve.
Here.
That's true. Very true. Also, the man who's also joining us tonight, he is the gaming guru himself, and also doing a bit of drawing tonight, even outmatching Todd. Ladies and gentlemen, give it up for the one and only four-man in the house tonight.
Yeah.
Hi, America.
Yeah.
Nice. I watched him play Smite.
Nice. Smite's awesome.
That's like watching Michael Jordan play basketball.
All right, so now that Night Darling has officially said
wait,
she's
now
not...
Or
wait,
back
now
in his
or,
prime.
Or back then?
And it's still special to watch him play now, I assume.
Maybe a little creaky now.
So now that officially Night Darling has said she's not wearing pants, more people will tune in to this show.
Did she say that?
Yeah,
did I miss this?
Yeah.
Well, just for the hugs.
Yeah.
What if I say I'm not wearing pants? That might raise the stakes.
You get,
might raise the stakes as well.
You guys are both wearing your skirts.
Right.
Huh?
You're the only person on this cast who actually wears full
That's
pants.
That's actually true now that I think about it. I am the only person that wears pants.
That is true. Also, finally, so we get through these intros, joining us tonight, he is the godfather of comic books.
A half an hour in.
The chairman of the comic
think
book
of
board.
Abbreviating this part of the show?
The chairman of the comic book board.
Whoa, no.
The German? What?
There's no German here.
He is also the...
Achtung.
He is also the self-proclaimed
Schnell.
Comic master.
He didn't proclaim that. The Maui News
did.
That's
right, they did.
Yeah. Self-proclaimed.
Self-proclaimed.
So he is the self-proclaimed comic master, ladies and gentlemen.
Thank
give
you,
it
Maui
up
News.
For the one, the only, Between the Sheets with Dr. Daddy Lakes. He's in the house
tonight.
Is that
the full stupid nickname you have for me now?
Yes.
You haven't been on the show in a while. Mm-hmm. Just wait. Mm-hmm.
You know, I miss...
There'll be a lot more.
No. Oh. I miss when I was just Alika.
Hey, you wait. Just wait. Anyway, ladies and gentlemen, we're so glad you can be with you tonight. Of course, we're going to be talking about that brand new movie that came out last week Thursday, the new Marvel film, Ant Guy.
Wait,
and
the
Bug
first
Girl.
Purge?
Yeah, the first. Yeah,
that
purge.
Did come out last week.
That did. That I did.
Nobody
as well.
Noticed.
No one noticed at
what
all.
What movie was it?
The Purge.
The first Purge.
The first Purge.
Oh, really?
Yeah, nobody noticed.
Straight to DVD.
Yeah.
Sci-Fi Channel exclusive.
It is borderline a sci-fi movie.
Yeah. So let's get right to it, shall we, with the one and only Dr. Leaks. Let's find out what the things, let's find out the comics that are going to cure what ails you this week on New Comic Book Wednesday, every single Wednesday, right here at Maui Comics and Collectibles at 115 South Waikea Avenue. Dr. Leaks, let's find out what's new this week in the world of the comic books.
Not a doctor. I just have to
oh
say
God,
that every
Daddy
time.
Leaks, cause... I want all those comic books all over my face, neck, and chest.
No problem. Siri, is it? Can I call you Siri?
That's good.
Amazing.
Y'all get that?
Can I start?
Should we restart
yes, you
that?
May.
Aliens Dust to Dust, number 204. Amazing Spider-Man, number 1. The Ryan Otley. Who's writing that one?
Ryan Otley?
Otley's drawing it.
I don't know.
He's an artist. I know you can't tell the difference
yeah,
between comic
I don't
artists
know.
And writers.
Ryan Otley is a writer?
The promo card's in that box.
Oh, well. That's all right. Blackwood, number 204. Oh, it's a shortage replacement. How did you read that?
No, I have it, though. I just...
The Evan Dorkin series, that's kind of...
I flipped through it over the weekend. The
I
artwork
appreciate
looks
Evan
good.
Dorkin.
Demi Gorgon, but Dorkin.
Sure.
He does RPG games, so Demi Gorgon, we would match.
Oh, oh, God, Dr. Leaks,
Deadpool,
it's so warm.
Assassins. Siri, could you please stop interrupting?
I'm sorry,
the things you're saying is so inappropriate. Especially for an AI.
That's right.
I don't know...
All right.
Deadpool, can you change your voice to ScarJo's at least? Deadpool Assassin.
But ScarJo as a man, because that's what does it for
She's
you.
She's good, yeah.
Yeah.
But, you know, being a trans woman.
Right, right, right.
That, and then that's the role she was born for.
She was born for it.
Just oh, install an Adam's apple. She's good.
Well.
Deadpool Assassin, number 3 of 6.
Nice.
Ooh, nice.
Let's see. Incredibles 2, number 1. Crisis Midlife. That's a
wow
odd addition. I wonder if it's expanding on the hit movie Incredibles 2.
Wow.
Eternity Girl, number 5 of 6.
Wow.
Farmhand, number 1 by Image
Farmhand.
Comics.
Farmhand?
Why did I order so many of that? It's going to be good.
All right.
All you guys are going to want to get a copy, apparently.
All right, put one in Gannon's pools.
No problem.
All right.
Stick one in my warm hole.
That's not even descriptive of a pool box.
It's a dark
Dios
hole.
Es tan grande, papá,
oh, okay.
Hi, mommy.
If you hurry up, he can
Flash,
be done with this.
Flash number 50.
Right.
Go-Go Power Rangers trade paperback is coming in, so if you want to catch up with that. Hal Jordan, The Green Lantern, Core 48. Apparently that series winding down. Hawkman, number 2. Hunt for Wolverine, Adamantium Agenda, number 3 of 4. Infinity Countdown, Darkhawk, number 4 of 4. Mm. Let's see. Metaphase, number 1 that of 2. That looks like an independent comic. But not on Image. Monstrous, number 18. A very popular series. Old Man Logan, number 43.
How old is Old Man Logan at
He's
this
crazy
point?
Old, dude.
Well, he's 43-ish.
He outlived Patrick Stewart.
Jeez.
Only till the end of the movie.
Punisher number 227. Rat Queens number 10. Rat Queens, Curtis Weave. What's up, Curtis. Bro?
What up, you Canuck?
Is that a racial slur? Scooby.
Will you stop it?
Scooby Apocalypse number 27. RoboCop Citizen's Arrest number 4. She Could Fly number 1.
If it was
that
Robo-
one,
if
that
it
one's
was-
really good. It's got Martin Morazzo is doing the art. It's from Dark Horse, right?
By
and
Dark
it's
Horse.
About a girl who
can fly,
and she flies for like at 2,000 feet at 120 miles per hour for like, you know, 5 minutes, and then blows
is
up.
Is this
in
like
the sky.
A giant word problem?
And then they, and then they.
What state does she blow up over?
And then then it's about the
if
mystery.
She leaves Times Square. Yeah. 9:52.
It's about the mystery of how she flew and what made her blow up, and so they got to figure out how
gas.
She, it was probably
atomic
gas.
Farts.
What was the RoboCop one?
Citizen's Arrest.
Citizen's Arrest.
Winding
now,
down.
Now, if it was RoboCop, Citizens on Patrol, I think it would be more
that would be an awesome crossover.
It kind of is, actually.
What if in this one, Bobcat got half his head blown off, and he was the RoboCop? They couldn't poke. It was stuck on 80s Bobcat all the time.
Awesome! Freaking awesome.
Farmhand is by Rob Guillory, who's the guy who drew
Chew.
And
also, he brought popularity to... what else did he do that was really mainstream for Marvel? Yeah. Did a big Marvel book.
Sesame I'm not Street. Sure.
Yeah, that sounds right.
Was it a Star Wars book?
No.
No. It's about a guy who can
Spider-Man
farm organs.
Not a criminal
oh, cool.
Sex.
So they like, if you... If
so it's like kind of like Pee-wee's Big Top, except instead of hot dogs, actual human organs.
Actual human organs. And cool. Then they... so the cover is just a dude farming hands.
This isn't illegal.
Hands coming out of the ground.
Yeah, we get
it,
Todd.
Oh, that was my Pee-wee laugh.
You know everything
I'm
about independent comic books.
Well, I looked it up.
Isn't that how Pee-wee does it?
Did you?
Yeah.
All right, what
We've
else?
Got We've got Star Wars.
You can turn that into
Thrawn,
a
Thrawn, number 6 of 6.
Yes.
Nice.
I would so dance to that.
Superman, number 1.
That's the Bendis ongoing.
Yeah, the ongoing. Yeah, Man of Steel. The six parter.
I saw a commercial
over.
For that on television.
A comic book TV commercial. Wow.
Yeah,
they're going big.
Well, they have the DC streaming service starting.
They
soon,
also did
too.
That for Rebirth. Yeah, and the DC streaming service is coming up.
That's starting soon.
With these, I'm a little nervous for the Teen Titans.
What are the
Nightwing
chances
shows.
That being successful?
It looks kind of cool from what I've seen. No trailer yet, but...
We'll see.
I'm just curious if it's going to be a successful streaming service. For
you know, the Swamp Thing show is going to be awesome. That's one thing I'm excited for. Because that was every incarnation of Swamp Thing that came out during my childhood in the 80s. It was pretty decent. It was at least watchable every
Return
week.
Of Swamp Thing, dude? Really?
Is that a movie?
Yeah.
What do you mean, is that
I
a
didn't
movie?
Catch every movie.
Heather Locklear, man.
The show was good.
The show was great.
The first movie was good.
Right. And you know, Tubbs from Miami Vice was in an episode of this one. I rewatched one of them. It was super 80s.
Nice.
Okay, so TMNT Urban Legends number 3. That's the Fosco and Carlson series from the 90s rebooted, but they're going to finish it now up to issue 27. Let's see, Wonder Woman number 50. And X-23 number 1.
Mm-hmm.
World of Tanks Citadel number 3 of 5. And I guess there's a special comic coming out. What is it called? Die, Die, Die?
Die, Die, Die.
By Robert Kirkman
and,
on Image Comics.
It's actually Robert Kirkman and Scott Gimple, the guy. I think he's still the showrunner for Walking
No, he's
Dead.
Not. He's not anymore.
Well, he used to be.
Yeah.
And Chris Burnham is the artist, if I'm not mistaken.
So, and Daniel Plagel in the chat brings up a good point, is that DC streaming, they're going to do the new season of Justice League animated and everything.
Yeah, well, the nice. Young Justice Outsider.
Yeah.
That'd be sick.
Which is, I mean...
I think they're debuting at Comic-Con, and then they're going to stick it on the streaming service in August, I think.
I never watched the seasons all the way through of Young Justice, but the episodes I did catch were really engaging.
I wish I kept up with it. I watched a couple of episodes of it, and I just dropped off. But that's
it's
not,
a good
that's
show.
That's not a knock against the show. I didn't go back to it.
It's well, they do it in episodic fashions, too. They're not doing it continuation show to show.
Right.
So it's good you can catch an episode here and there. But that's the comic list.
Ladies and gentlemen, you can get all those comics all over your face, neck, and chest right here at Maui Comics and Collectibles at 115.
Are you saying that's wrong?
South Waikea Avenue.
Sounds like Vicks Vapor.
Right here in the heart of Kahului Town, Maui Comics and Collectibles. Every single Wednesday is new Comic Book Wednesday. And, of course, you can check out our good friends and partners at Game Over Comics. They can get your comics down there as well. In Lahaina, just ask for Rex or Arthur, and they'll be more than happy to help you with any comics that you're looking for at Game Over Comics in the heart of Lahaina Town. Ask for Rex or Arthur and tell them the Nerd Watch sent
Chris
you.
And Aaron. They're Secret. Chris and Aaron of Game Over Comics.
That's debatable.
I'm going to invite them down here for like a WWF-style SmackDown.
We have it.
Just with G.
We have it, Aaron. Yeah, it's awesome.
Secret Wars 2 was Rob Guillory for Marvel. He also did one issue of Thor and one issue of... Secret Wars 2,
that long ago he worked on Marvel?
Yeah, four issues.
He seems like a newer artist.
He did Thor
like
and he
his
did...
His career started in like the 2000s.
Yeah, 2000.
Secret Wars 2 was like late
80s. 2008.
Oh, the second Secret Wars.
The second Secret Wars.
So in the 80s there was
It wasn't Secret Wars 2. It was Secret Wars
which was
also.
Terrible, which was basically like the Beyonder is
also
cheeky.
Secret Wars.
Todd, also Secret Wars.
Todd, your comic book knowledge bowls me. Anyway,
it's not. I just
these are Marvel books he's talking about. Proud of him.
I just looked it up. He also did one issue of Venom too.
Yeah, he did some Venom. Yeah, that's. I think.
What do you want to talk about, Greg?
I want to talk about Marvel.
You want to talk about Marvel movies?
I want to talk about Marvel movies.
You want to talk about Ant-Man and Wasp?
Oh my gosh, do I ever? Todd?
Oh my god!
Do you guys want to have a quantum conversation?
Yes, we do.
Well, wait. Quantum
conversation.
No, it means that we got to put quantum in front of every word that we say.
Yeah.
No, we don't.
Paul Rudd made an awesome observation in the movie, which I wholeheartedly agree. Is like, are they just putting quantum in front of every word?
No, well, that's real science.
Ladies and gentlemen, quantumly. This weekend we all saw the new Ant-Man and the Wasp film at your local Cinemaplex. And not only was I there, but Aaron was there.
Yeah, talk about boring.
That was amazing. I did all the heavy lifting while Aaron just looked pretty. And it was a lot of fun. If you missed out on it, check us out for our next one. It's probably going to be Mission Impossible Fallout. You're going to want to stay tuned for that. But
Mission Impossible.
Let's go to...
Kaimana wants us to keep talking about comic books.
Oh, comic.
Screw the comic movies.
Well, we got to talk about this comic book movie because...
You want to talk about comic books. The effect on the... You know, I think it was Iron Man 219 is the first appearance of this ghost character. Who's male, by the way. Nice gender switch, Marvel.
Yeah. Nice gender swap.
Way to
we'll talk
stay
about
and
that.
A person of color of color.
And nerd reach.
And also a person of cover because she wore an
color,
outfit
color,
as well.
Color. Oh. Cover. Yeah. Color.
Oh.
She's a non-white.
She's a person of cover.
Of cover
like,
as well.
Because she's like
she wears
wearing clothes.
Yeah, yeah.
You know why there's
that's what they
no
call that?
Outrage yeah. about the gender switching is because nobody knew who this
that's
villain was
exactly
before.
Right.
But that's what's funny about the comic stock market is this was like dollar bin farter mm-hmm. issue Iron Man like
fodder. You mean not farter?
Farter, farters.
Fodder.
That's how you pronounce that, right? Farters.
Not farter.
Issue. It's issue bin larder.
So they.
Thank you.
Nobody was buying it until you're this welcome. Movie came out, and they found out Ghost is a villain, and they're like, "What's his first appearance?" Mm-hmm. See, I'm doing it. Where's my pronouns?
Where's
my
your pronouns?
Man, we need a class.
But it was a he, so you're not off the mark. It was a he.
It was
books.
A he in the book.
It
books.
Is a key issue, yeah. Mm-hmm. But nobody bought it. It was like dollar bin stuff.
It was,
and now it's I think up to 30 or 40 bucks or something.
See,
like
that.
Wow.
Was he cisgendered?
What
was Ghost a cisgendered?
Are you swearing
male?
At me?
Yeah.
Swearing at me. That's good. So I'm going to start around here. I'm going to start.
I don't speak
for
start
Ant
with
Man
start with me
and the Wasp. I'm not going to start with you.
Start with me. I liked it.
I'm going to finish with you.
No, I liked it.
Hey, stop it. Do you want me? Guys, want me to start with Todd? Should we?
I don't care. Go.
Yeah, let's get Todd over.
All
with.
Right, Todd. Let's get Todd.
And
over
then
with.
After he's done, he can't talk again.
All right, Todd Bernardi. What did you think of the brand new Marvel movie, The Ant-Man and the Wasp?
Transcendent.
I liked it. It was good.
Really?
Yeah.
Fascinating. What
the
was
story? The story was great. It made sense. I think it made sense, which was weird for a Marvel movie.
Yeah. You know the best part that made sense. Spoiler is when Michelle Pfeiffer fingers Ghost's head
temples,
and like turns her normal again. I love that part.
That's what made the most sense about this Marvel movie.
It didn't
movie.
Make sense because then they still have to go back to okay, another spoiler. They have to go back to Quantum Realm to get
the healing particles.
Particles, but yep. then
they have to bring
that
the special healing basket of quantumness.
Because Janet Van Dyne can do it with her hands, but they still got to go back into the quantum realm to go get healing juice.
Why don't they just chop up Janet Van Dyne?
That's what I'm saying. She can just finger somebody in the head and they're fine.
Why doesn't she just become the new pope?
That's her life now, just a line of people outside.
She's holy just crap. Like fingers everyone's temple.
Yeah.
All right, man.
She's just right. Like, boom, you healed. And then
I interpreted that series of scenes is that Janet Van Dyne could make her, like, stabilize her, but to actually cure, they would have to go back and get more quantum healing particles.
Oh, by the way, that does make sense, Todd.
Before we go any further with the reviews for Ant-Man and Wasp, I do want you to know that Night Darling is here because she has a couple of special announcements, and I don't want to forget that. And she's going to be talking about what's coming up for her.
Ooh.
Yeah.
I haven't seen Jimmy J anywhere in here
I
yet,
know.
By the
he's
going to
be. He's going to be.
Go get a radar for when she's
I know.
On.
He does. He's going to be ticked. But anyway,
he actually usually messages me right from. No lie. He'll be like, is Night Darling on this one? I'm not joking yet. No, straight
are
up.
Are you saying that because you know he's not watching?
I
now?
Will screenshot
no,
that and send it to you.
Jeez Louise. So, Todd Bernardi, any other...
You're disgusted by someone
any
being
other,
a fan of
any other observations? Other than the fact that it could have been like a G movie. There was no cursing. The violence wasn't that violent. There was nothing...
It was the temple fingering.
It was... No, I mean, I think that other than Ghost looking kind of scary a little bit, like, I
mean, she looked like a strung out addict. And the thing is, usually it's because, you know, when they do that in comics...
Even with the mask on.
It's a trope for addiction. Like, usually she's got to have, like, some kind of experimental drug that keeps her, you know, with her powers. But this, she was actually the victim, but they still made her look strung out and afflicted, which was kind of, like, a little troubling. Because you don't know if you should feel bad for her or not, you know?
So people are in the chat right now saying if Todd liked the movie, they're definitely going to watch it now.
Todd liked a Marvel movie?
Unbelievable.
Yeah. It's the beginning of the end.
What didn't you like? How about that?
Oh, what didn't I like?
Yeah.
Give us some Todd.
Yeah, come on, man. This will not be the same.
Give us some vintage Todd.
Yeah. Just, I mean, it's a Marvel movie. It's not. It's bland. It's vanilla. There's nothing creative or unique or organic about it. It doesn't seem to, you know. It there was nothing.
I love that you love this movie.
There was nothing. There was nothing.
You know, it's terrible, but. I'm kind of on Todd's page, and I did love this movie. It's yeah. like
it's clever. There's yeah. nothing clever like that.
It's very
that
safe.
Yeah, it's a very safe movie.
That's a good word.
It's
that's
so
a, yeah.
it's so safe that like at the, you know you don't know if the villain is the villain the entire time, and then the villain just becomes like buddies with them at the end, and you think that you know there was some sort of betrayal between Hank and
Hank screwed everybody over. Spoilers.
Yeah. And
I have a feeling if he sticks around for the series, he's gonna become a villain. Which in the comics, he almost kind of is, anyways.
He might. They might do the Reed Richards, like turn him into like Reed Richards, you know, the way that Reed Richards.
Oh, I
went,
hope not.
Went.
I mean, they won the rights to FF. I mean, Hank Pym is a much better villain. He's already on the downward for the dislikability. I think that he'd play better as a villain.
He's too smart. There's nobody right now in the Marvel universe I think that can
well,
beat him.
There
in the
are
Marvel
villains,
cinematic universe.
There are villains who are too smart for their own good, you know what I mean? Like
sorry guys, Hank Pym is no longer part of the Marvel universe. So
what?
There.
Huh?
Yeah.
What are you talking about?
What are you talking
what
about?
What are you talking
spoilers,
about?
Spoilers, he got disintegrated.
You know, all those people who got disintegrated are still part of the Marvel universe. That's why they got disintegrated.
Wrong. You are wrong. Anyway.
But so I mean, it just I liked it
I
for a Marvel movie. I thought it made sense. It was going to be it's very you know bland, and it's also like it could have been G rated. Like the action and the fight scenes weren't particularly violent. Like I said, there's one fight scene
that kind of justifies that is where she puts her hand through Michael Douglas's face and
the neck. Yeah,
it has potential to be kind of disturbing if she does something, which she doesn't. Spoiler, but
it's true. All right,
but, yeah, there's no blood or gore.
Todd,
we have to say the word spoiler before everything we say.
So you enjoyed it.
I mean, yeah.
All right. Well, I'm not skipping Gannon.
A Marvel
Gannon
fan.
Will be going in a few minutes here.
Quantumly.
Aaron, the cinema scholar. What was your take on the Ant-Man and Wasp film?
Disappointed.
Okay.
Most of it.
Fair enough.
The first one is just so much better.
Okay.
The second one,
you're gonna bully him into liking it.
The first one was two different movies, and all the clever stuff that was in the movie was left over from the original treatment by the original director.
Todd, allow him to not like it.
There's nothing about Peyton Reed that screams like auteur or awesome or funny.
Have you seen Sonnet San Andreas?
Of course I have.
A-Rod made it funny. That was good.
Have you seen?
No, I'm not defending Peyton Reed.
I'm sure you've seen all of his Back to the Future work.
What? Shut up.
Peyton Reed did Back to the Future, The Ride. He was the screenwriter for that.
Oh, that's right. He was, wasn't he?
That's right. Why he was so great.
Yeah. All right.
Did you know that?
I looked him up.
Oh. Wait, there must be this massive network of information out there that you can connect to digitally.
Yeah. It's called the internet.
What the F is the internet?
You should try it sometime.
You mean the quantum net?
All right. Anyway, A-Rod, so you were disappointed.
Yeah. But I thought it was funnier than the first one. I did like the comedy. Halfway through, I just kind of stopped caring because it was like the
A-Rod,
premise.
You're the world's greatest grandma.
Oh, thank you.
That's a callback.
The premise was just like going in circles. Like everyone just kept chasing the briefcase.
Yeah.
Or the lab.
The lab.
It was just, and then like all the action scenes were in the trailer.
That is true.
Which
good point.
Was disappointing.
Yeah. So you weren't the biggest fan,
though. No.
All right, Format, did you happen to get a chance to see it?
No.
No, you did not. Do you want to review it?
Sure.
Okay, what'd you think of Ant-Man?
It was quantumly good, but good. It was quantumly bad. All
right, good. So
there
it's
were
in
moments
between.
When I was quantumly upset, but quantumly I felt at ease.
It's ironic. It's like you wrote the script. It's so weird the way you're speaking right now.
Quantumly.
Yeah.
Well, quantum kind of fits because it's both good and bad at the same time.
That's true.
It's like Schrödinger's movie.
Schrödinger's cat.
Schrödinger. No, Schrödinger.
Schrödinger?
You said it right.
Schrödinger's.
Schrödinger's cats. All right, no, anyway.
It's like Schrödinger's movie.
That guy should own cats, by the way.
Alika, what did you think of Ant-Man?
I don't think that's how you pronounce it.
It's not Ant-Man?
I mean, Todd kind of summed it up nicely as like you, it's safe. It's a good movie.
Are you sure you want to? Do you want to take that back?
I'll disagree with him on something else.
Okay. Kaimanis thinks that this movie is going to deserve an Oscar because we both agreed on a Marvel movie
for makeup, like Suicide Squad.
Yeah, right.
And then Barry will be in on it too.
And yeah. Barry will win the shirt.
Yeah. Speaking of which, stay tuned, guys, in the chat. I'm going to give you an opportunity to win some Thrilla Crew shirts that I got. I've got size XL and double X.
Nice.
Back to my review.
Way to promo, Alika.
Sorry. The Thrilla Crew stopped by. They're great guys.
They're cool. They
super
are
nice.
Awesome.
Very local friendly.
Mm-hmm. Quantumly friendly.
But I think it's unfair to they have such a great cast for these Ant-Man movies, but they kind of serve as like a cool down from every big movie. Because after Civil War,
that's
I mean,
true.
Not after Civil War, after Age of Ultron,
we had Ant-Man.
Right. It was kind of like a cool down, a bridge movie before we get ramped up to the next big thing that's going to blow our minds.
Yeah.
And again, you know, we just came off of Infinity War, and then they're cooling us down with Ant-Man and the Wasp. No stakes for the greater MCU, except for some hints that the Quantum Realm may become something important later down the road in terms of the cosmic picture.
Wow.
But only a hint, nothing that really locks it in. Solidly. And the only thing that ties it in is the mid-credits scene when they all turn to dust. And the post-credits scene made me mad this time.
The post-credits scene sucked.
I was like, you made me wait. I think Marvel is now making a habit of just like joking on fools who stick around for the last credit scene.
They are.
Because even, what was it, Homecoming?
Homecoming did that.
You were patient, blah, blah,
patience.
Blah. Patience. Nice going, Marvel.
And that scene was great. In the trailer. Jerks.
That was seen in the trailer. That was.
I thought it was going to show up in the movie and ended up being.
But you liked it overall, though.
It was fun. I enjoyed it. There's real chemistry with the daughter and, you know, and Paul Rudd. Paul Rudd has chemistry with everybody because God bless that man. I'll let him sit on my face. I mean, he's a great actor.
All right, that's the name of the
podcast. I'll let him sit on your face, too.
Right on.
That's the name of the podcast.
You'd have to pay to watch.
When he does that, it's called a Paul Rudder.
You got God, stop being so clever. It's pissing me off.
You got rutted.
You got Paul Rudder.
All right, Gannon, your
take. It's like a rusty trombone.
Your take on the Ant-Man and the Wasp film?
It's garbage.
It was garbage.
No, I'm kidding. It's unanimous. It's counter programming from Infinity War is what it felt like to me.
You're right.
I would say that the lack of Edgar Wright's influence on the movie was definitely felt.
I am in total agreement with you.
Because, yeah, it the first one actually felt like it had a style throughout.
Yep.
This one feels like it was a little bit more hollow than the first film to me.
The way that Marvel likes it.
But no, but the first Ant-Man actually had some personality to it. There was some snap to that movie. Yep. This one didn't have it.
That's because Edgar Wright was the original director.
I literally just said that. That's my point.
But then they fired him.
The plot was pretty, like, damn linear, except for that one surprise with Lawrence Fishburne. Everything else was, like, to the, you know, you're like...
But, I mean, it had cool character moments, like, you know, all the stuff with the daughter. It had great stuff with the pimp family. But
the pimp family.
The pimp family.
The straight up pimp family.
That's going to be that's great.
But yeah, it just you know, it's almost worse than a Marvel filler movie. Because other than the post-credit scene.
But it was good. It was entertaining.
It serves no purpose to the overall.
Were you not entertained?
Were you not entertained?
I don't know, I was entertained, but
I mean, that's why it's such a conundrum, because you're not like, it's not stellar or mind-blowing, and it won't stick out of my memory for years to come.
It's a hollow experience. Yeah, it was a hollow experience.
But it's good. It's like watching a TV show.
I wouldn't mind watching it again. Yeah.
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Yeah.
Have it on in the background while doing dishes. Why not?
Yeah.
It's like butter and bread.
Yeah, it's there.
It's fun, but yeah, like I said, it just doesn't feel like it has the same snappiness as the first one, and just feels a little bit more hollow.
All right. Well, let me give you my quick review.
But nobody in the movie's bad,
except for Peyton Reed. Guy's terrible.
Let me just say this about
you.
Ant
call
Man
yourself
and the
a director?
Didn't he direct Bring It On?
Yes, he did.
And that's
legend.
A great movie.
Yeah.
Sean didn't even watch it. He doesn't know what he's talking about. Shut your mouth.
By the way, Bring It On is pretty fantastic. Anyway, Ant-Man and Wasp was one of those films where I have to tell you that...
Who is Edgar Wright? Yeah. Oh, man.
I have to tell you right now... I know. I saw that, too. I was pissed.
Nah, I think he's joking.
Ant-Man and Wasp is exactly what Alika said. It's a safe movie, and I think that that's what I didn't like about it. I was ticked about it.
Like Ant-Man and Wasp?
No. Okay, let me put it this way. It's not that I didn't like Ant-Man and Wasp.
I thought you loved.
I
like,
thought that the
generic bullshit.
The story beats with the daughter and Paul Rudd were great.
Yeah.
I thought that the story beats with Evangeline Lilly were great with Paul Rudd, but could have been better. I thought the finale felt like. It felt like it was the exact opposite of what we did in the original film. It was like, ooh, instead of making Ant-Man real small, you know what we're going to do? We're going to make him real big.
Yeah.
That's what I didn't like. I thought that seemed super generic. I wasn't digging that.
Yeah, generic.
I did not appreciate how...
You sound like a toxic fanboy.
No. I didn't appreciate how...
I didn't appreciate their...
You sound recreationally outraged.
I've never been a fan of this comic before they mentioned there was going to be a movie about it, but I read up real fast and became precious about all the things that...
I thought Lawrence Fishburne and Ghost, I thought their characters were wasted. I thought they were absolutely wasted. They were terrible. She was a terrible villain because she's not even a villain, which is, I guess she's trying to be sympathetic. I get it.
She had an adverse position to the protagonist, so she was Marvel villain.
I thought that was trash. I think the thing with Michelle Pfeiffer, I think that was the one time that I laughed when she did start fingering the temples. I thought that was hilarious.
She kind of looked like she's where the Fantastic Four ended up in the last Fantastic Four movie.
Right.
What is it called? The No-No Realm?
Right.
The No-No Realm. Not just my underwear anymore. Now it's also placed Michelle Pfeiffer.
The No-No Realm. The tagline for Ant-Man and the Wasp is get fingered in the No-No Realm.
All right. That is the name of the podcast, Todd.
Stop.
That's it right there.
You need to put it in context by having a picture of Michelle Pfeiffer fingering somebody in the No-No Realm.
Let's find a picture of her from Grease 2 where it looks like she could be.
It's going to be Ghost. Right, she's going to be fingering Ghost.
Okay.
And the LBGQ community is going to love it.
So it's get fingered in the no-no zone, right?
Yeah. No-no realm.
No-no realm. Got it.
Or
I think that's comic canon.
The other thing that I didn't like, and it really ticked me
trademark.
Off, and it felt like it was just put into the film, I thought Walton Goggins' character was completely
wasted.
Who is
that? You need to... Don't use actors' names. Nobody knows those.
He's the arms dealer.
No, actually, he's pretty well known.
Walter
right now.
Goggins?
Yeah, Walton Goggins.
Yeah, that Walter
he's
Goggins.
He's been in a lot of great stuff lately.
He's big for Justified. He was in the last Tomb Raider film.
Yeah, Tomb Raider.
He was in Hateful Eight.
Yeah, he was great in Hateful Eight. But I have to
he's
tell
actually
you,
been around around a long time.
Who is he? So
he was
the
arms dealer. He wanted the.
Oh, the guy who's chasing them. He's Butch.
Right.
The guy who's randomly. He's like the tertiary villain. Who's like, these other two villains aren't enough. We're going to have this guy chasing everybody at the same time.
Exactly. Well, it's a Marvel movie.
It made like, all he was the instrument to get to the finale.
Every time he showed up on screen, I was like, oh.
Well,
they just replace him with the cops or something?
There's a rumor he's tied to Norman Osborn.
Okay, see, now that's what I want. That was my next thing. It's like, if there was somebody on the phone that was actually of purpose, I would have had
put it this way. I think a lot of the second and third tier Marvel, fictitious companies are what they're using as a connective tissue between the Netflix series and the movies, and even some other Marvel stuff. Like Roxxon is one of those corporations which is connected with the Osbournes. And they didn't state
Roxxon.
Yeah, Roxxon.
That sounds very familiar.
Yeah, because it was in the Netflix series. Mm. It's like the main plot point of
Doesn't that guy David Essex sing the song?
Roxxon! Yeah, that's exactly where it came from.
Roxxon! Anyway, overall, let me get around. Let me go.
Bilbo Goggins, yes. That's.
I have to say
the Roxxon Energy Corporation. That's what he's talking about.
Yeah.
I have to say that overall, the biggest problem I had with Ant-Man was I felt indifferent about it. I thought that I laughed. I cried. I had a good time, but yet I felt very indifferent about it. And I have to say, I did a little bit.
You know, Roxa is the name of a strip club in Oahu. Yeah.
Club Roxa.
Roxa.
Yeah.
A rock zone. All right. I'm going to keep doing that.
You've
if we
just
get out of it. Anyway, I am going to go around the table really
Roy
quick
bon
and get everybody's star rating. Todd
Bernardi.
Did we
ask Lindsay if she
saw
it? I don't think she did. She's been too busy. She's been on Molokai getting a tan. And everything.
Right.
Yeah, see? What? Look at that. So
why
did
you
watch it?
At her?
Yeah, that was inappropriate. Do I have
that's
to carry
so
you
weird.
Off of the set like Andy Dick?
You don't touch me like that.
All right. I do too. I try and you get mad at me.
You don't be like, "Oh, Gannon, that's a nice black shirt."
Hey, wait,
you got
didn't
there.
You didn't you see that viral clip of him touching Ivanka?
Uncle Trump? Yeah,
and they carried Andy Dick off the set of the show?
Yep, I saw that. That was
we can't
crazy.
Carry you, Stu. Whatever. Yeah, you can do whatever you want.
Okay. So, did you watch it, Night Darling?
I'll roll them out.
I did not.
You did not see it?
No, I didn't.
You did not see it, huh?
I haven't been to the movie.
But you completely disregarded her, didn't even ask.
No, but she's got a special announcement coming up, so I wanted to get to that.
Oh.
All right, so Todd Bernardi, what is your star rating?
2 stars.
But you said it was good.
Yeah.
I know. That's why
that's
his
good star.
That's my good star. I two
wow!
good stars.
2 out of 2?
Two stars
that's
for
stellar.
Todd is like 4 stars from Barry.
It's like -8 or
especially
something.
When it comes to Marvel
it's
movies.
Two and a half stars.
Gannon?
Out of 2.5?
Gannon?
Out of 5.
That's incredible.
What about your star
rating?
I'm
inclined to agree with Todd. Maybe 3. Yeah, I'll go 3.
All right. What about you, Aaron?
It's out of 5.
Out of 5?
Yeah. Didn't you say you didn't
2.
Like it?
Yeah, 2. Well, I did because my rates is usually 4 stars.
Yeah.
So I did 2 out of 4.
Format?
Why do you have to go out of 4 stars? I'm sorry. I didn't mean to.
2 quantum
that just
stars.
Really bothers me.
I would go 4, but
you didn't
of
see
them
this
are quantum. two of them are stuck in the quantum realm,
okay.
So I'm only at
2.
What
okay.
if Michelle Pfeiffer
Fair
shows
enough.
Up and fingers them?
then we get the full 4.
That's
stars.
A whole other kind of movie.
Yeah,
that
is.
Into that.
I'm totally into
that.
60-year-old woman fingering people
while wearing the Catwoman suit.
Dr. Leaks, what is your
no-no.
What's your star rating, Dr. Leaks?
And defeating Max Schreck once and for all.
There we go.
I'm going to give it 3.5.
What?
3.5?
Out of 3.5.
Out of 3.5. Because some reason, Aaron gets to randomly pick how many stars it's out of.
It's
we're all
five.
On a 5-star system, Aaron.
I know, it is.
I know you got 1A in your name, but you're not special.
I'm a cinema scholar.
That's true. I stand.
It's 1A, so he gets like 1 less star.
All right. Well,
whatever.
I have to tell you that I stand with everybody else here, almost everyone. I give it, it's a 2-star film.
You stand with us?
It is.
Nice.
It is mildly better.
I love the solidarity.
It is mildly better than Thor Ragnarok for me.
Oh, you're garbage. Thor Ragnarok was incredible.
That movie
and I rewatched it. And it was, like, even better.
That movie sucked. Anyway, don't
I got to bask in the Jeff Goldblum.
Yeah. So I'm...
he didn't have
his shirt felt the blooms
so.
All over his face.
I think he did. All
Thor
right.
Ragnarok's got a 92% on Rotten Tomatoes.
Yeah,
yeah but
sure
who cares what they have to say?
Yeah, they're garbage.
But Ant-Man and Wasp only got an 86, I think.
Wow.
It's Evangeline Lilly's fault.
Yeah, but I will say that Ant-Man and Wasp is better than Thor Ragnarok. I will say that. For sure, right?
You're wrong.
Hell yeah. All right. So,
super wrong.
Now it's time to turn the show over just a bit to the lovely lady who is here tonight, Night Darling, our official Nerdwatch Lady of the Night.
That means a different thing than you think it does.
Bad wording.
Yeah, try it again.
Sorry.
Skirt.
Sorry. She is a cosplay darling, and she has been busy at work just putting together things for Comic-Con and her SpoCom and things of that nature. So, my dear, what is going on in the world of Night Darling?
Oh, you don't say with an accent. Any kind of exciting, no bells and whistles.
No.
He gets the introduction of a lifetime, and mine is just like, meh.
No, you get seductive money.
Yeah, call her a doctor.
Oh, wait. What?
Oh,
wait,
I
have a sound. I want to get fixed.
Okay, tune in. Hold on.
Go.
Oh, Night Darling, drop that knowledge.
Nice. All righty, my dear. What is going on in your neck of the woods?
It's always crazy.
Right?
It's always a crazy time.
What's going on?
Just busy working on all the things that I have to get ready for. Amazing Hawaii Comic Con that I'm super excited about. And then Maui Comic Con 2 also.
Mm-hmm.
I decided...
As well.
I like Maui Comic Con 2. That's what we're going to call
also,
it.
Also.
2 yes. Also.
I did not announce my 3-day lineup for Amazing Hawaii Comic Con, but I will right now.
You are?
Yes. I haven't told anybody yet. Told my Instagram followers, my Facebook. I haven't told anybody what my 3-day is going to be. And I have back and forth a
nice.
Few times.
Nice. So what, does one of those days involve Todd Bernardi?
Do I have a little bitch in my cosplay lineup? I don't think so.
Oh, damn. Wow.
That's some hate right there.
Wow.
That's
sorry.
That is some straight up hate.
No, it's all just like
single. I'm trying to stay away from her the whole time. I'm keeping my distance.
Like every convention.
I'm keeping my distance.
All right,
Todd is notorious for never being
he
at a convention.
He is. That is true. It's very true.
He's there, but he's not there.
I got sick at one Maui
Comic-Con,
and I'm never there.
He loves to use the bathroom during conventions. That's like your favorite bathroom
but
time.
But he's using the bathroom.
He's gone for like half the convention.
He's in there for what I would call a number 3.
I never
Sticky Ghost Babies!
I never like using the convention bathroom.
Yeah, masturbation is murder.
There's no... They don't clean it.
All right.
Okay, first of all, it's called producing paste.
First of all... should I change the name to that?
Convention Center is good.
Producing paste?
No.
Sticky Ghost Babies?
No. Or, yeah, we should stop. Anyway.
Masturbation is murder?
Yeah. Maybe I should change it to that, right?
I mean, you know, they have rights too, right?
Yeah, I believe they do.
Every single one of them.
That's right.
Billions. All,
it's all sacred.
Billions.
The billions of them.
No, don't do it. Don't do it. Don't do it. Don't do it. Night Darling, what is the 3 cosplays that you're doing at Amazing Hawaii Comic Con?
Okay, so...
Exclusive!
I know.
Nerdwatch exclusive.
Make the news noise. He did it. So day 1 is going to be Sexy Ewok.
Ooh.
Yes.
Okay.
You're going to be a furry?
Sexy murder teddy bear.
Yes.
You're going to be
bear.
A furry.
Those murder bears ate stormtroopers, legit.
Wow.
And you're
going to be a bloody one.
Yeah.
Like with an arm
you
and
just
everything.
Just came from
eating. Everybody overlooks that, but they were so game to like.
They were like, they're
Han
so cute.
Solo was going to get eaten for a while.
Yeah.
They were, completely disregard that.
Yeah, until C-3PO saved his ass.
They're like freaking savages.
With
so.
The force.
So I'm super excited about that.
Nice.
Day 2, I flipped back and forth a lot, and finally I just told myself that I'm just going to go ahead and do it. I was
she's going to be G-Money.
No, I was going to do Frank Castle, the gender bend of
ooh.
That, but bringing, you know, weapons into, you know, cosplay.
Yeah, but it's about like Comic-Con. He doesn't care.
Amazing.
No, we're talking about amazing.
Amazing.
Oh, my bad. Never mind.
Yeah, no.
Oh, never mind.
Yeah, I don't have my line.
We'll save
that
for his.
Yet. Well, but even still, like, people could get, like, triggered, and it might not be a
triggered.
Nice yeah,
guns.
Basically.
Nice.
Yeah. So, so instead of that, I decided to do Pennywise.
You
the gender bend version
look,
of Pennywise.
You could have done, for Punisher, you could have done chess guns.
No, but I just don't want to. If I'm going to do it, like, yeah, it's kind of meh. If I'm going to do it, I want to do like all out. Like,
oh, okay, got it. Got
super
it.
Terrible so, yeah. idea, boo.
So day two is Pennywise. Pennywise,
that'll be sick.
Version.
My son is terrified of Pennywise. One of he's 4 years old, and a bunch of his older cousins showed him the movie. Yeah, and he for
that
like
poor baby
for an entire week he was telling me about Pennywise and like. You know, it took a while to reverse the damage. I made a joke of it to him, so he's like as scared. But I saw that scene from It, and I'm like, I can't handle that.
Night, darling.
Yeah. So I
had to bring Pennywise to my Comic Con.
It's so weird because like I hate that movie and it scares the shit out of me.
So are you new Pennywise or is this gonna be?
What are you doing?
19.
No, it's gonna be new age.
Tim Curry, Pennywise.
With the orange hair, but then I'm flipping
the frilly collar.
Yeah, so I'm gender bending it. So to me, that's gonna be like really tricky.
That's the scarier one.
So I'm super excited about that. And then day three is Cammy from Street Fighter.
Ooh, you're gonna do Cammy?
Yeah.
No,
blonde wig at all?
Sweet.
Yes. Nice.
Camo pants. Wait, was that Cammy?
Barely any pants.
No pants.
No pants.
So not Wait,
barely,
only
barely any bottom.
She had bikini bottoms.
Yeah,
like
right. high cut. Yeah, yeah.
So
yeah,
your last two, you're not just gender bending, you're race bending them as well. Because isn't Cammy a white girl in Street Fighter?
Why you gotta be racist?
No, I'm just saying.
I'm putting on a blonde wig. I can pull it off.
Just saying. I'm not. Don't get all triggered. I was just asking.
It's some people are a little sensitive about the white face thing.
Right. Yeah. Stop picking on me.
Well, that is fantastic.
So that has been, I've been working away at that. And every year, especially for Amazing and for Maui Comic Con, I want to build bigger cosplays each time.
Can I ask you, will you be wearing those to SpoCom as well?
No, I will be normal for SpoCom. What are you laughing at, assholes?
Whoa!
Asshole corner over there.
Nothing to do with you.
Okay, yeah, Point right.
And you just gave Format a corner.
Masturbation is murder.
Oh, wait, but you didn't do it in a Japanese accent.
Casey Horimoto says she's going to be Makoto on the same day that you're doing Cammy, I guess.
Oh, yay. Awesome. See? And we didn't even plan it.
Match these.
That's so weird because weren't you just telling me you're going to be E-Honda?
I am race bending that as well. Yeah. Yes, I could do that.
Wow.
How do you know E-Honda's not supposed to be white in that show? Just because it's from Japan?
Yeah.
Don't be a racist.
Hey, he's Hawaiian.
That's what people
in the movie.
Did with Ghost of the Shell.
He is Hawaiian in the movie. That's
Are you
right.
Serious?
Yeah, he is.
Is it Aki Bono?
Seen Street Fighter
no,
the
no.
movie?
He's, isn't he? Okay. No, he's Hawaiian. No, he's a Samoan guy in the movie.
Yeah.
That's awesome.
That's funny.
It's all kind
he
of
even says Brada in the movie.
Are you serious?
He does. Yeah. Have you not seen?
I've not seen the whole movie.
Oh
no.
God!
The Van Damme Raul Julia one.
So,
fantastic.
Night, darling. Do you have?
Fantastic. I think.
Do you have any idea
it.
What you're going to be doing
no,
for Maui Comic Con yet?
I have a few. For Maui Con, I like to bring like a range of like anime and comics and video games, and so I'm still kind of like narrowing it down. But
so 3 days of Overwatch.
No.
Chat is requesting that you cosplay as a porg.
Ooh, sexy porg. Mm-hmm. Yes.
Oh, I don't know about sexy. Just
I don't know.
Porg,
they're pretty
maybe.
Sexy already.
Are they pretty sexy already?
They're pretty sexy already.
Porgs are pretty sexy.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah.
No.
Chewbacca wasn't going to eat it. You know what I'm saying?
That's true.
That's very true.
That's true.
He skinned it, but he wasn't going to eat it.
Until
it did.
I think that one was dead.
Huh?
He killed
he
one.
He doesn't want
it
to be
it
alive.
Was dead.
This is dark even for me.
It is.
Yeah.
But they're right. So cute.
They are.
Marco
Panilla sees saw the notification for our Nerd Watch Live and he immediately closed his Pornhub window. Hashtag priorities.
Hashtag priorities.
I bet he was
Thank
watching
you.
The Avengers Infinity War.
That's because we keep saying masturbation is murder, and he's like, oh, okay.
He felt guilty.
I'm sorry.
Masturbation is fun, but only with direct eye contact and murder.
Cosplay as a cooked pork.
That'd be awesome.
Sexy cooked pork.
Yeah, yeah.
Sexy
so you'd be
pork.
You'd be furless.
Ron, draw that.
Yeah, that's pretty awesome.
Oh, God.
Oh,
that is
sexy
pretty awesome.
Or where's my Marachi?
Just
draw that.
Pork with boobs on it. Done.
Oh, that is true.
Yeah.
Good point.
Will the boobs have pork feathers, or will they be fleshy boobs that are coming out of the pork feathers?
I think it's better with the fleshy ones.
Yeah,
fleshy
I'm with you as well.
Now, I think they obey the laws of being a bird.
This is what it looks like.
Oh my god, that's so cute!
That is kind of cute.
That is pretty awesome. So, Night
right,
Darling.
It's been done, so never mind.
I love it. No, but now we got to do it real life.
It's July already, and October's on the way. Yes. So, when will we officially have a lineup for Maui Comic Con for you?
Probably not until maybe
the week of the con.
Right?
Stay tuned.
Blocking.
Yes, stay tuned.
Right after Amazing Hawaii, should have something kind of like settled, and then I'll have things ordered and everything like that. But
nice.
Under wraps for now of what I'm kind of thinking about. I'm really
like, I'm going to come as sexy Cammy Pennywise.
We really need more hybrid cosplays.
How do you put the Ewok Pennywise and Cammy into one?
That'd be pretty awesome if
just be a cannibal.
That'd be pretty awesome.
Oh, there you go. There you go.
They're both pretty bloody. We can do it.
There you go.
Oh, yeah.
There you go.
You could pull that off. You could pull off the porg.
Yeah, I love the feet. chicken feet.
Hashtag porg me, daddy.
You could definitely pull off the porg.
Oh, man.
All right.
So, yeah, so I'm excited chicken for feet. Both conventions.
Fantastic.
Very much.
Excellent.
And busy doing shoots and videos and all kinds of stuff. So many different
We haven't seen you in a while.
You actually did a video with my brother.
I did.
With Corrupted Ink.
Yes.
They do drifting. It's very naughty.
What's drifting?
It's illegal.
Oh, it's illegal.
Drifting, you know, with streetcars, just like the second Fast and Furious movie.
Are you outing
or third?
Right
I'm
now
sorry, is that the third?
So do I need to snitch and get them locked up?
Whoa.
No. Okay.
Snitches get stitches.
You're already outing them on
drifting
Facebook.
Drifting is not a crime.
All right. Okay.
Kind of is.
Right. It's kind of like skateboarding. Skateboarding is a crime, too.
No. Yeah, no, that was a lot of fun.
If you do it
that
in
was
public,
awesome. That day
nobody
was
hit you with a car?
He did not. None of them did. And it was, like, super close to my feet and everything, and it was, like, the worst possible day to, like, do a video. And
yeah, there was fog, and it was wet on the road.
You could see, like, 5 feet in front of you.
But it made for some good pictures, though.
It did. So we did a photo shoot and video shoot.
Nice.
So if you check out my brother's Instagram, is at Corrupted Ink, and also him with Sideshow Tone and the Snoopy Show, they're all actually drifters from L.A. They're kind of big time in the drifting scene.
Yep.
But they're the only crew that comes out and does it here in Maui.
Yeah.
And apparently hired Night Darling to donut around.
Yeah.
You need a pretty girl to put in danger.
Yeah, but then I'm the only person that's willing to stand in the middle of that. Most girls are like, no. And I'm just like, hell yes.
Yeah, because you're a car girl, that's why.
Absolutely. Well, if it wasn't like super, super foggy, he was going to like drift like up the mountain, and I was going to be like on the outskirts
of
it.
Yeah,
that's what I wanted to do, but you couldn't see 5 feet in front of you, and then the oil was just like flowing crazy. So
it's a little sketch.
Kind of dangerous, but so to be continued.
But so, those guys, those drifters, are really experienced. So
I trust them. Absolutely. Mm-hmm. Absolutely. So
obvious. Right.
Lots of shoots, lots of video shoots, lots of.
So your brother is not. Your brother is more of a degenerate because you're more of an upstanding citizen because you have a comic book store.
Yeah, I mean, degenerate's an appropriate word for my brother.
You call it a comic store. I call it a front.
It's a front.
Yeah,
gotcha. All right.
I've got to move the pounds of blue meth somehow.
I've been in his back room. I know what he's selling.
Gotcha. All right, listen, we got a couple minutes left, but before we go, we got to check in with the master of hard media, ladies and gentlemen. It's the master of hard media, Aaron. Aaron, how hard is the media this week?
No. No.
Go ahead.
No.
So.
No.
Will you stop? Oh.
Here, wait. So this. Wait.
Wait, what?
Give me that hard stuff, Aaron.
Oh, God.
Go ahead.
So this week, A Quiet Place came out. Seriously, I think one of the best movies.
Yeah, my wife ordered it on Vudu, which is automatically linked to my PayPal. So every time she watches a damn movie on it, it charges me $20.
Happy life.
Yeah.
Freaking chicks, bro. Okay.
Freaking hashtag.
Freaking chicks, bro. All right, Quiet Place, great film. Yeah. What else?
The other big one is Chappaquiddick.
Well, yes, I wanted to see that.
Oh, yes.
I
think the movie about Ted Kennedy getting away with murder.
Yes, that movie. I can't wait
to watch it. I'm sure the victim's family loved that movie.
At least it wasn't collusion.
Keep dreaming. Hashtag MAGA, baby. Anyway.
And Criterion's released Bull Durham.
Ah, yes.
Ah, that Kevin Costner classic.
Yes.
It is a classic. Shut your mouth. All right, next. What
and
else?
And then there's two little independent releases.
Yes.
2/11 with Nicolas Cage, which is a true story.
Oh, wow.
And The China Salesman with
Ghost Rider was a
The Return
true
of Steven Seagal.
The China Salesman?
Yeah.
What's he selling? China?
Chinese
people.
China.
Fantastic. And what's coming out next week? Isn't there a big one next week?
We have the best tariffs on China.
Ready Player One, right?
Ready Player One is next week, isn't it?
I haven't seen it, so I gotta catch
Ready
up.
Ready Player One is next week. We'll talk about that next week. That'll be a lot of fun. Anyway, ladies and gentlemen, that has
Hashtag
been...
Hashtag G Money is not a friend of the Me Too movement.
That's right. You're damn right. Anyway, ladies and gentlemen, we are out of time for the traditional podcast. Time for us to get out of here.
I'm not doing the giveaway on the pod?
No, we're going to do it after on Facebook. Right. I want to make it Facebook exclusive.
That's cool.
The rest of the
pod. Wow. Exclusive.
Yeah,
that sounds fancy.
Exclusive. Ladies and gentlemen of the podcast that are listening, you guys can listen to us and download our podcast on iTunes and Audio Boom and on Stitcher. You guys can also download the Maui Watch app on Google or iTunes Store, and you guys can listen to the podcast there as well. And last but certainly not least, why don't you give a handout to the or a hand up to the good people at Patreon at patreon.com/thenerdwatch. And like our Facebook page, and tell your friends to like our Facebook page, and spread the gospel, the good news of the Nerd Watch. thank you. So until next time, ladies and gentlemen, for my friend and castaway stand-in, Todd Bernardi, the horror aficionado, Gannon, the master of hard media, the cinema scholar, and of course, the cinnamon scallop, Aaron, the lovely lady of the night. The night, darling.
Wrong.
You did it again.
The night, darling. Of course, the gaming guru himself, Format, and of course he's the comic master, and the chairman
only
of the comic
Todd
book board.
Todd was your friend.
I think. The introductions. I think it's because that one time you said that your life story that you would get Asa Akira to play you.
Yeah.
Which I would totally watch that movie. Don't get me wrong. She's gonna have to do some really good acting.
I'm gonna work on it.
All right, work on it.
I promise.
Or Asa Akira is gonna have to like act like she's gagging.
Yeah, of course. She's a great actress.
She would be damn good at it too.
I've seen over 5,000 of her films.
She
only made it through the first 5 minutes.
She only made 5.
I mean on repeat.
All right, Chairman of the
Comic
Book
Board.
It's
all on his Voodoo account because it's tied to his PayPal.
There's like a special 5-minute segment of each movie that I watch.
Hashtag priorities. Ladies and gentlemen, we are out of time. I am G Money.
Masturbation is
Until
murder.
Until next time, peace out. Much love, and most assuredly, always stay nerdy. Facebook, stay tuned. We got more.
I play doctor with myself.
And until next time, we'll see you guys on the No.
Aloha. Aloha.
See you guys later. Stop it. I gotta die.